God hardly ever uses healers unless they're wounded. Let's talk about it on Key Life.
You're listening to Key Life, a program that isn't designed for nice Christians doing nice things for God and helping you to be nicer. This is Bible teaching for real living. Here's Steve.
Thanks, Mike. Hope you had a great weekend. I hope your time of worship at your church was as celebratory and wonderful and empowering and uplifting and inspirational as was my time of worship. And my pastor's sermon was all of those things, too, and I hope yours was also. If you have your Bible open to the book of Daniel, I know some of you guys are saying, when are you going to get to the good stuff? You're going to be greatly disappointed when I get there, but I'm going to give you kind of an overview of some of the eschatological teaching of the book of Daniel as we look at the toes and the beasts and all of that stuff. But as you know, when I said, thank you, Mike, I told you just about everything I know about prophecy in terms of absolute knowledge from Mount Sinai. But I do know a lot about the subject, even though I haven't chosen my particular view exactly. I will when it happens. But we're going to get to that maybe this week, certainly by next week, but we're in the book of Daniel in our Old Testament survey. Before we turn back to the book of Daniel, let's go before the throne. Father, we're thankful that you took the time to write it down. We would have messed it up so horribly if you hadn't done that, and we're thankful for your word. But, Father, remind us that your word, though inerrant, though authoritative, though propositional and revealed truth, is not enough. Father, remind us of the living truth, and by your Spirit, apply it all to our minds and to our hearts and to our feet that we might live it. But, Father, sometimes it's hard to be faithful to you with tears in our eyes. Sometimes when our hearts are broken, it's hard to praise you. Sometimes when the world is coming apart, Father, it's really hard. And so come yourself and meet us at the point of our needs. If our tears and our broken hearts and our falling apart world, if those things drive us to you, may they remain. But, Father, don't take your Spirit from us. Comfort and heal and change and empower and keep us trucking until we get home. Father, you know everybody who's listening to this broadcast. You know the family problems and you know the financial difficulties. You know the sleepless nights, the loneliness, the feelings of shame and guilt. So we bring all that before you, thankful that you're never angry, that you always care, and that your love is without condition. Father, we pray for the broadcast this week. We pray for the one who teaches. They call him Reverend, and he's not. Forgive him his sins. We would see Jesus and him only, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've been with us the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've been looking at the book of Daniel. I have given you some exegetical notes on the book of Daniel, giving you some handles whereby you will be able to read this book for yourself. And by the way, our staff is putting together, I think it'll be a 2 or 3 set of booklets where a lot of the basic material I'm giving you in the Old Testament survey will be included, and it'll be a booklet small enough that you can put in your Bible so that when you read the Old Testament, you'll find some helpful notes to help you with it. The first of those volumes or those booklets is available and off the press. You might want to, I'll give you a phone number and address at the end of the broadcast. You might want to drop us a note or give us a call or send an email, and we'll get that out to you. The other 2 booklets are not finished yet, so don't ask for them. They're not there because I haven't finished teaching it yet. But once I do, then we'll compile some other booklets so you will have the entire Older Testament notes on the books of the Old Testament. What I was saying before I so rudely interrupted myself is that I've given you some exegetical notes and then became a tour director going through the book of Daniel, lifting up some significant passages which are my favorite as we go along. We looked at faithfulness and reward in Daniel 1, 8 through 21, and then in Daniel 2, 20 through 23, and 2, 27 through 30, we saw the king's dream and Daniel's interpretation and what happened. And then in Daniel 2, 31 through 45, we looked at a dream and an interpretation and some of the views of that. Daniel 3, 19 through 30, we got into the fiery furnace business and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I guess maybe it's because I live in Florida, and Florida in August feels like a fiery furnace. A friend of mine in Miami, Vicky, sent me an email. I don't know where she got this. She said, you know you're in Florida during the summertime when the best parking place is determined by shade instead of distance. you know you're in Florida when hot water now comes out of both taps, when you can make sun tea instantly, when you learn that a seatbelt buckle makes a pretty good branding iron, when the temperature drops below 95 and you feel a little chilly, when you discover that in July it only takes two fingers to steer your car, when you discover that you can get sunburn through your car window, when you actually burn your hand opening the car door, when you break into a sweat the instant you step outside at 7:30 a.m., where your biggest bicycle wreck fear is, what if I get knocked out and end up lying on the pavement and cooked to death? Or you know you're in Florida in the summer when you realize that asphalt has a liquid state, when the birds have to use pot holders to pull worms out of the ground, when the potatoes cook underground so all you have to do is pull them out and eat them with butter and salt and pepper. You know you're in Florida in the summertime when farmers are feeding their chickens crushed ice to keep them from laying hard-boiled eggs. I'm sorry, I just, you know you're living in Florida in the summer when the cows give evaporated milk. Well, I'm sorry, I just, you know, I was thinking about the fiery furnace of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and those of us who live in Florida in the summer understand what they went through, but I will rub it in once we get to January when Florida's not a half-bad place to live. All right, let's get to what this broadcast is about. Look at Daniel 4:28 through 37. The king had a dream about a tree that was tall and fair. It was hewn down and stump among the beasts. Daniel tells the king that he's going to go mad. And then it happened. So if you have your Bible open to Daniel 4, and I'm going to start at the 28th verse. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of the 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace of Babylon. The king spoke, saying, is not this the great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and by the honor of my majesty? While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven, King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. And they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he chooses. That very hour the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and the nails like bird's claws. It's a dangerous thing, dear friend, to fall into the hands of the living God. Billy Sunday was never at a lack for the right words. He said, the Lord may have to pile a coffin on your back before you will bend your back. Let me tell you something. If you've never stood before God and been afraid, you've never stood before God. Now, it's important that you understand if you've never stood before God and felt loved, you have never stood before God. But God is God. He's not safe, and he's dangerous. And Nebuchadnezzar was patting himself on the back, and he was saying, how wonderful I am, and look at this nation that I have built. And God says, Buster, you're in serious trouble. That can happen with you. That's why anything that humbles you and does not kill you is an asset. I used to think that the critical letters we got here at Key Life were just awful and from Satan. And I would say, Lord, prevent me from getting these kinds of comments. And then God said, they're not from them, they're from me. And those of you who are pastors and preachers, ever stood in the pulpit and made a fool of yourself? And if you didn't do that, you could see it from there? Wasn't that horrible? No, that was good to keep you from being like Nebuchadnezzar. Listen, God is God. He's in control. If you never stood before God and been afraid, you probably never stood before God. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, if you're not a part of Key Life Tapes, our family, I'd like for you to be a part of it. It's absolutely free. Why don't you give us a call, 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 24 hours a day. Or you're by Key Life Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. Or in Canada, Key Life Canada Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or email us at steve@keylife.org and ask to be a part of the Key Life Tape family. We'll do it for you. Now, these are not the tapes of the broadcast. You can subscribe to those. These are tapes of places where I teach the Bible, at Reformed Theological Seminary, at the Cove, the Billy Graham Training Center, other places. When we take those, send them out to our family as long as supplies last. If you'd like to be a part of it, let us know. They're free. And listen, and they keep coming automatically. If you can help us financially, I sure would appreciate it. We send out hundreds of thousands of free tapes and pieces of literature, and only a few people can help us financially. If you could, oh, man, I promise that we'll be so faithful with your gift. We squeeze every dime until they scream. And for any gift of any size, when you request it, I'll send along the cassette teaching Dealing with Fear. If you're ever afraid, what can you as a Christian do about it? I'll send that along as my thank you when you ask for it. Be sure and include the call letters at the station, and you can charge on a MasterCard Visa Discover card. And Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.